Diplomatic tensions between Italy and Turkey are escalating following the arrest in Rome last Thursday of a fugitive Kurdish leader. Italian officials have virtually ruled out extraditing Abdullah Öcalan to Turkey, where he would face the death penalty. The guerrilla leader remains in custody, and that has mobilized tens of thousands of Kurds living in Europe. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports.
A large square in central Rome has in just a few days become a small Kurdish village. Women wearing multicolored shawls, their heads wrapped in white scarves, chant slogans while young people dance to Kurdish songs. The square's surrounding walls are plastered with Kurdish flags and posters. Italian authorities have provided portable toilets, a local communist organization serves hot tea, and people trying to get close to the demonstrators are frisked by members of a self-styled Kurdish security organization. Zenar Holger says he's a businessman who drove 24 hours from England to come to Rome in a show of solidarity with his leader.
We're here to call on the Italian government to show its goodwill and releasing the Kurdish leaders, who is here to promote the Kurdish cause and seek a political and peaceful solution to the Kurdish questions.
Öcalan, the founder of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, is wanted for treason in Turkey. Ankara blames him for the death of 30,000 in the last 14 years of conflict between the Turkish army and Kurds in southeast Turkey. The Kurdish leader is also wanted in Germany on charges of murder, and the United States considers the PKK a terrorist organization. Öcalan was arrested Thursday at the Rome airport, where he arrived from Moscow. On Monday, he issued a statement saying he's ready to do his part to stop terrorism and asked Italy for political asylum. Zenar Holger, like the hundreds swarming to Rome every day, see the Öcalan affair as a possible turning point in promoting the Kurdish cause in the international arena.
If the peaceful initiatives by Mr. Öcalan, by the Kurdish people, are not met, then the Kurds could go even further in trying to, you know, each Kurd sort of could describe him or herself as a bomb ready to explode.
In fact, earlier today in Moscow, two Kurds set themselves on fire. And in southeast Turkey, a Kurdish guerrilla killed herself and wounded six people in a suicide bomb attack outside a police station. In Italy, the right-wing opposition is worried that the country could become a new terrorist staging area. But a large portion of the Italian political spectrum has sympathy for the Kurdish cause. The Italian press revealed today that Öcalan came to Rome after a group of 50 members of the Italian parliament had signed a letter inviting him to Italy. Prime Minister Massimo D'Alema, however, today denied in parliament there had been previous contacts between his government and Öcalan. But adding to the mystery of Öcalan's arrival in Rome, the Italian media today also revealed the contents of a letter the PKK leader wrote to the Prime Minister himself a few days ago, in which he expressed surprise that he was arrested since, he says, he had been invited. Speaking before Parliament, D'Alema today responded to criticism that the Öcalan case has become a diplomatic embarrassment.
Certamente una vicenda complessa, delicata.
D'Alema said, "This is certainly a complicated and delicate affair, but we are a strong country which is able to handle it in accordance with our laws." But the murkiness surrounding the Öcalan affair has aggravated tensions with Turkey, where protesters are taking to the streets to demonstrate against Italy's unwillingness to extradite Öcalan. And Turkish business groups are calling for a boycott against goods from Italy, a NATO partner and the second largest exporter to Turkey. This is Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.